showcase before you came in the lobby, while you're in here sitting in here, there is being miraculously changed into the Augusta store. So they'll be set up in the lobby out there during intermission and after the concert. You can find recordings featuring the musicians and singers that you're getting a chance to see and hear in tonight's show. And I believe they also have the special 25th anniversary Augusta t-shirts out there. All the concerts this summer have been and are being recorded, and from a selection of things from each of the concerts across the summer. I'll be going home and doing my fall homework. Those of you who've sampled these things for a number of years, I can offer you my group apologies for the fact that last year's fall sampler didn't make it out till April or May or something like that. There was this little detail of moving to Washington and other things, but we're looking forward to getting another CD out by late this fall, which will include some sampling of all of the 11 concerts of the Augusta concert season. And also, when you're out in the lobby, check if you've been looking at the silent auction items out there, if you've been watching the items go up a little bit and a little bit through the week. Tonight, when the lights flash for the end of intermission, that's when the bids are sealed. Our next performer came to me through his music before I ever got a chance to meet him in person. In some of the late night Hallyhurst porch singing, when we started treading that fine line between old time and country, there was a wonderful waltz tempo song called Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You that had that wonderful old honky-tonk, quiet honky-tonk feel to it. And I found out, after I'd heard the song for years, that it wasn't an old song. It was a fairly recent song written by a wonderful young songwriter who's been here teaching songwriting as a craft this week and is going to share some of his songwriting craft with you. Please welcome Hugh Moffitt.
So, how are y'all doing tonight? All right. This is the Vocal Week concert, and I have to admit, no one has ever asked me for a vocal lesson. But I'm here, and I'm very happy and honored to be here. And I think it's basically because people realize that in order to sing, you have to have a song. And occasionally, despite the rich tradition that we have, will never be fully tapped of great traditional songs, occasionally somebody wants a new song. So you have to have songwriters. Darn it. I really enjoyed myself. At any rate, this is a song, and I wrote this with P.B. Siebert quite a few years ago, and sort of like the prodigal child that has traveled around the world and sent money home. Downtown tonight, I saw an old friend, someone who I used to take comfort from long before I met you. And I caught a spark from her eyes, a forgotten desire. With a word or a touch, Lord, I could have rekindled that fire. But old flames can't hold a candle to you. No one can light up the night like you do. Flickering embers of love, I've known one or two. Can't hold a candle to you. Sometimes at night I think of old lovers I've known. I remember how holding them helped me not feel so alone. Then I feel you beside me, and even their memories are gone. Like stars in the night, lost in the sweet light of dawn. Old flames can't hold a candle to you. No one can light up the night like you do. Flickering embers of love, I've known one or two. But old flames can't hold a candle to you. Old flames can't hold a candle to you. This next song, I think, has a special place in the history of songwriting, if not, in fact, of the human race. This is significant, so get your notebooks out. My friend Jack Sundred and I were sitting around talking about what there is to write songs about, and after about 10 minutes, we thought of love. We're pretty quick. We're professionals, you know. Well, he said, well, no, that's been done. So we cast around for what else is important in life. And, of course, we came fairly quickly to financial resources. And we realized that here was an opportunity because, you know, throughout human history, there has been a sort of a controversy and conflict that has caused many problems in personal lives as to which, in fact, is more important. Is it love or is it money? Which do you go for first if you're a young, ambitious 21-year-old, you know? Well, I won't go into the various arguments down through the ages, but you can rest assured the problem is now solved. And like all problems, it was pretty easy. Because here in the enlightened 90s, we realize, some of you caught that, that's good, that when it comes to love or money, it is not a problem. You got to have both. Did you say that love is all we need? Baby, how can that be true? Need a warm place to sleep, good food to eat. Maybe a Cadillac too. I know they say it's love or money, but I just can't make that call. Cause one way or the other, part of me'll suffer. I want to have it all. If we gotta love the strong, well, why can't money tag along? I want you. Money too. Now don't get me wrong, baby, I know money couldn't buy your love. I could win the lottery in every state, still it wouldn't be enough. Oh,
just as I am. But wouldn't it be better to go through life together with a little bit of cash in hand? If we gotta love is true, why can't we have an ocean view? I want you and money too. You and money too. Well, they say it can't be done. Honey, what do they know? We'll be waving to them from the backseat of our limo. Just you and money too. That's right, baby. Gotta keep saving those quarters. We'll buy some stocks. We'll buy some bonds. If Ross Perot can do it, we can do it. I want you and money too.
Thank you. This is a lot of fun. Are y'all having fun?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I'm not the only one. This next song, do y'all know Jenny Hawker? Well, she lobbied to get me here, and she's, I think it's a lot because of this song. It's a song I wrote several years ago, and it's been recorded several times, but the very first recording was extremely traditional, and it's something I'm very proud of. This is actually the title song of the Whitstein Brothers' first album.
This world's ever seen, together as close as can be. But sometimes it's hard to find time in between to tell you what you are to me. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. Flower not fading nor falling apart. If you're tired, rest your head on my arm, rose of my heart. When sorrow holds you in her arms of clay, it's raindrops that fall from your eyes. Your smile's like the sun come to earth for a day. You brighten my blackest of skies. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. A flower not fading nor falling apart. If you're cold, let my love make you warm. Rose of my heart. So hard times or easy times, what do I care? There's nothing I'd change if I could. The tears and the laughter are things that we share. Your hand in mine makes all times good. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. Flower not fading nor falling apart. You're my harbor in life's restless storm, rose of my heart. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. A flower not fading nor falling apart. If you're cold, let my love make you warm, a rose of my heart.
Thank you. I'm going to do one more song and move out of the way for some of these other folks. This is a great experience for me. Most of the other musicians that, in fact, you all see and know about, I just know as names on posters because they were there the night before or the night after me. So now I get to listen to some of this great music myself. And I want to thank once again the powers that be for inviting me to come to the Augusta Heritage Festival. This is a great thing, and I hope y'all are having a great time again. This is a song. One of the things you do as a songwriter in Nashville is once in a while you write a song about being a songwriter in Nashville. The common wisdom is that, hey, who cares? But I get to come to Elkins and sing it myself anyway. It's about a friend of mine who had left his family in North Carolina to come to Nashville and to try to become a star and then go back home. And he did go back home, which is what's important.
Back in the hills, oh, slow rolling hills, where North Carolina comes close to the stars. There's living a lady shining so high, they call her the Carolina Star. She works at the factory from Monday through Friday. She's raising three daughters alone. Their daddy's away chasing a dream. She's living for the day that he comes home. Oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, Carolina, don't you worry, he's coming home again. And he's singing his songs in Nashville, working for tips in a bar. He's broken all alone and he dreams of going home. But he's gonna be a country singing star. Oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, Carolina, don't you worry, he's coming home again. sometimes she wakes up thinking of him, and she remembers him beside her in the night. Out across the field, that moon is setting, and those Carolina stars are shining bright. Oh, oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, oh, Carolina, don't you worry, he's coming home again. Oh, oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, oh, Carolina, he loves you, he's coming home again.
Thank you.
That man's name is Hugh Moffat. We're having fun harmonizing backstage too. It's one of the perks of hanging out backstage is you get to sing backup harmony with everybody. Well, Augusta's been supporting the traditional arts in a lot of ways for a lot of years. This is, you've probably heard over and over by now, is the 25th anniversary. And one of the ways that the Augusta folks decided to support several traditions at once was to commission a rather remarkable banjo to be made. They went to Kevin Enoch, who is a builder of rather remarkable banjos, and he's done a masterpiece. It's being raffled off, and so raffle tickets are being sold out in the lobby, and I believe they'll also be sold Saturday down during the park. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong on that. Okay. But the drawing will be Saturday night at the concert, so buy your raffle tickets between now and intermission on Saturday night's concert. When we've had other people out here earlier in the summer showing off the banjo, we've handcuffed it to them so that we knew we'd get it back. This year, or tonight, we figure we're pretty safe because the fellow who's going to demonstrate the Augusta banjo for you is also the proud owner, brand new, of a Kevin Enoch banjo of his own. So we figure it's safe to let him hold the other one as well. Please welcome Joe Newberry.
Thank you.
Joe Newberry playing Reuben's Train. If the banjo doesn't interest you, the same raffle carries a second prize. It's not, as was announced last week, two banjos. It's 1 week's free tuition for a 1998 Augusta class. And the third prize is a $100 gift certificate that you can use in the Augusta store or towards a 1998 tuition. Now's your chance to get out and stretch your legs a little bit before we bring you back for some more good music. Please take note of the silent auction and the Augusta store and everything else that awaits you out in the lobby. We'll be back in about 20 minutes.